We're kicking down this motherfucking door, and we're doing this.
Let's get into it. If there's anything that could be haunted, for sure that fucking chair's haunted.
Then again, the internet always wins. The internet always wins.
Searching around about this dock, I found...
Let's be frank, there's piss on the floor.
Was pulled out of power, and he was murdered by firing squad. I'll start huffing paint. Three Dudes in a Dock. That's the one.
That is what it's called.
Okay, welcome back for another week of Three Dudes in a Dock. This week we are doing Honeyland, directed by, I'm going to fuck up these names, Tamara Kotevska and Lubomir Stefanov. That one was a little bit easier. I'm here with Mitch and Christian as always. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
I totally fucked up those names.
Yeah. 100%. Sorry.
I was going to help you, but you keep our mics muted.
Yeah. I don't trust you.
That's probably wise.
True that.
So this was an Oscar-nominated doc. Mm-hmm.
For two things, right? Well, this was the first doc in Oscar's history to be not only nominated for documentary feature length, but also international feature length, which is not a documentary-specific category.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no other doc has had that.
Damn. So they beat out feature, like fictional features.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in the same category.
That's cool.
Was that the year Parasite won?
For
best foreign film?
Probably.
Oh, damn.
Foreign language film.
Yeah.
You got
it. I don't know, actually.
Wild footage of bees to beat Parasite.
Yeah. So last week, I thought that, I guess it was just off the promotional stuff and it was Parasite.
It was it was the year Parasite won.
I see you nodding. Yeah. I thought that this was remarkable for its visuals, but it had great cinematography, but not even fucking close to coming, the value of this doc, absolutely story-based.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, which is crazy because, there's no narration or anything. It's literally just point.
Follow,
yeah.
It's like modern Maisel's Brothers, only they don't, it doesn't look like they interact with the subjects at all. Yeah. They probably did. I mean, how could you spend that much time? It looked like, too, that the crew was there for a year or more.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll look in the trivia here and see if it gives us a timeline. But it was 3 years on location.
3 years?
Yeah, 3 years.
I was kind of thinking that when I was watching this, I was maybe three quarters of the way through, and I forgot that this was only an hour and a half because I had felt like I'd been watching this for a lifetime. Like a good lifetime.
Good or bad?
A good, it's good. A good thing. Huh. I was so immediately drawn into...
The story.
Yeah, and just what was going on with her life. And then this family shows up. And
so one of the directors, Tamara Kotevska, explains that the film works like a mirror. Some people recognize themselves in Hatid's and some people recognize themselves in the other family.
I think their last name is Sam or Sam, S-A-M at least.
I recognize myself in some of the other family. That mother who is like, "You shut the fuck up or I'll make you black and blue. I'll knock out your teeth."
Right. This guy's got a wild parenting style over here. Just wait until you're old enough, buddy.
You didn't realize, but you have Macedonian roots. Yeah. That's cool.
Just kicking it old school.
Yeah. Or the kid that yanks the calf out of the back end of the cow.
Yeah. That and was then, wild to watch. I mean, that's how it's done.
And then basically kicks is like, fuck it. You're a male. Get out of here.
Yeah. Useless. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it was, that's a nice way to look at it, is that it's a mirror. I didn't really think about that. I think maybe I did, but I immediately found myself siding with Hatid's. I think only because she had such a great thing going on. Mm-hmm. It was not hurting anything. There was almost nothing wrong with it. Like the only thing wrong was that she wasn't making enough money for herself, it seemed, but she has been doing this for a long time. So I think she has been making enough money and it's been fine. This is just me living an insanely luxurious life.
Yeah.
Sort of comparatively, but
rich son of a bitch.
I know. Well, all of us are like that comparatively, but
speak for yourself there, big guy.
I was just talking to Mitch.
You drove here. Don't ever forget that.
Before we started recording, it looks like she lives in the ruins of an ancient,
like a village, like an old...
Yeah, does that not sound kind of fun?
It sounds fucking amazing. Yeah. Like, I was enchanted.
Her house just, is like a mud hut.
Like, yeah. Basically, oh, like old bricks and whatnot. Yeah, but like she's surrounded by just there's no, ruins.
She probably made it.
There's no electricity. Like there's no light.
Yeah, yeah, oh, it's all just oil lamps and fires.
All right,
yeah.
I'm out. Wait, never mind.
You didn't watch this doc?
No, man.
What the fuck?
Could have watched for free.
You said it was on
I watched it on Amazon. YouTube. Yeah,
I went to watch it and then it was like, you have to rent it. And I was like, fuck you.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
You could have done a free trial. Well,
thanks for sending the link, fuckface.
I did. I mean, you Google this and it's the first video.
Cocksucker. When I Googled, I used DuckDuckGo. So yeah, it shows up some wild.
DuckDuckDumb.
Yeah, that stupid duck.
All you had to do is a 7-day free trial of Sundance Now.
Well, I'll forget.
Actually, I think it's a 30-day free trial.
I think you're right.
Sundance Now, free.
Mm. All right, so Macedonian bees.
Yeah. So Macedonia is just north of Greece. It's like the next north country.
North Macedonia is the country.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Oh, so it used to be like Soviet
straight Macedonia. Not quite.
It
was like close to the line.
Pretty close to the line. Yeah, Slovakia is up north, just the next country.
Yeah, and that was held. Yeah. So
it's Serbia, Albania, Bulgaria.
Yeah.
And
Macedonia.
Kosovo.
Kosovo. Yeah. So North Macedonia is surrounded by Greece to the south, Albania to the east, Kosovo to the northeast, Serbia directly north, Bulgaria to the west.
Hardy-ass people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Badass. It was just so nice. So I found myself, I think, unconsciously mirroring towards Hatides, but I don't think it was because of the lifestyle I live. I think it was just that I preferred what I saw on her side of the fence versus the other side.
Mm-hmm.
The other side was just, it was rambunctious, poorly organized, angry, a little bit careless, almost on the verge of being discompassionate. And it was just a fucking ruckus. So for me, like the mirror that I saw was this little microcosm of Hatides doing sort of an ancient artisanal craft. And then this other family that moves in, they attempted to do the same thing, but they industrialized it. Like, so she did it for the craft and they did it for the money.
They're like the Cousin Eddie of
is that the Christmas Vacation guy?
Macedonia. Yeah.
Precisely.
Who kind of has his shit together.
They don't have their shit together.
No, it's like the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, but in Macedonia.
Oh, yeah, I guess because the Whites had money because of their grandfather.
Yeah, but these people had no money.
Yeah, these guys roll up in a trailer.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
They're just like completely like if you supplanted them in the U.S., they'd be rednecks.
Yeah,
yeah.
Macedonian rednecks.
Yeah. So you think that like gene pool is probably like a kiddie pool? Like it's not the deepest?
I don't want to generalize, but they are in Macedonia.
There may be some bovine genes mixed in.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Cousin Eddie's half cow. Like, oh, cool, man.
Fuck. Speaking of cows and genes and pools, that kid got fucking kicked right in the gut.
Oh, really?
By a full-grown cow. Yeah.
Holy fuck. That would hurt so much.
It knocked him out of frame, and they didn't follow him, so it was just
You don't gone. See him again, like, half bandaged up? They're just like, we're taking you out of the game, bud. Like,
those kids live such a rough life. I'm sure that happened on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Just getting kicked in the fucking nards. Like you
said, they're like another scene and then you just see feet sticking up out of the grass. They're like, oh yeah, Cousin Tommy died.
They move.
Like, holy fuck.
Different camera angle, like half covered by grass.
Just feet just sticking up. And like that cow, and or like a cow's like pissing on the body.
I would
like,
not be surprised.
And
this is the same kid that yanks the cow out of the
people say cows are dumb. That one cow was watching, like, you fucking treat my son like that, motherfucker.
Well, yeah, and then he basically kind of like kicked at it. It was like, ah, fucking male.
Yeah, because they went for milk, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they can't sell the bull. Like, that's why it's
maybe, to I me guess, but they'd have to raise it for 3 years to make it big enough to sell. And they can't hardly feed half their flock, anyways, or their herd, a herd of cows, or a flock of. It's definitely a herd. But so like halfway through the movie,
veal.
With no information before or after, 50 cows die.
Whoa.
I think they were all sick. Something happened to them, like an illness or a disease. And
mad cow came true?
I guess so. I don't know. But yeah.
I guess with like medicines that we have here, like I think cows are pretty resilient in North America. So like, oh yeah, they got a cold.
That's why all your steak has antibiotics in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Macedonian steaks probably taste pretty fucking good, though.
Yeah, I think they do, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
All grass-fed.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't have a choice.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, so this, how, like, in the beginning of the doc, it's just Hatid's on her own with her mother, and she goes out and kind of half-ass bee hunts, mm-hmm. brings
does she have
combs
like a
and bees back to her place, her little village.
Made, like, bee suit, or is she just freeballing? Like,
literally.
Freeballing.
Yeah, over her head she does.
It's just a little net thing.
Yeah, but yeah. Her hands and everything else is bare.
And she hardly smokes. Like, she doesn't really...
Do the thing.
Like, control. She does.
Because she only has a limited supply of this stuff, or...
I think she's only got one hand. If she starts to smoke, she's only fucking around with another limb, so...
Yeah.
I think she's just gotten used to it. I feel like she's done this for decades.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't, like rock a cigarette?
No, I mean, no need, but...
I think that'd be a neat way.
Like, the kids, like, it shows the kids getting stung, and they're freaking out.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I'm sure she's getting stung once in a while, too, but, like, she, like, sings to the bees and shit.
And that helps?
I don't know if she, like, when she's saying, like, yeah,
it's kind of like put you in some like mental trance.
She's maybe like just saying like go or get in Turkish. I'm not sure. Not the language. The language is definitely Turkish, but I don't know what she's saying. Maybe she's saying like fuck off or get inside, you bitch. And I don't know.
That'd be so funny. Yeah. Fuck all these bees.
She does. She just, she sings while she hunts. She sings while she farms
and dyes her hair.
And she dyes her hair. It's so sweet. Yeah.
To blend in with the bees?
And her mom's hair, I believe it.
Yeah, she did,
What color?
Chestnut.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call me red or something cool.
No, not quite.
Oh, okay.
It was a little like reddish brown, but...
They were trying.
Oh, but she just seems like such a, like, endlessly kind. Yeah. She seems like such a sweet woman.
Like, imagine dyeing her with like no running water. Like, it's just like literally like slopping the, like, the paste on her hair and like just like trying to wring it out.
Yeah.
Like, that would fucking burn.
Yeah. After I've only dyed my hair like once.
That would burn.
Yeah.
Like not being able to get it out quick.
It would not be easy.
And it's cold ass water. Like,
Well, she had a little stove in her house, but.
Oh, all right then. That's cool.
Yeah.
What a fucking crazy, like that. It's not that like, oh, so this was filmed in like the '50s or something. Mm. You're like, no, this was like 4 years ago.
I was thinking
shit.
That. So there's at one point after it sort of, shows her harvesting honey and how she sifts some of it, like not sifts, she filters some of it into jars for pure honey. Some has like jars with comb in it. Oh, she takes it into town, to a market. But so she walks from what looks to be like a 1,000-year-old ruin with her baskets and buckets and jars of honey into, essentially, then she walks into downtown.
Skopje.
Yeah,
but it's like
it's a
city. Yeah. Like Toronto.
It'd be like going to Toronto to sell your honey.
Fuck, dude.
But like, I don't.
A bitch walks there.
I don't know how she gets there. There's no way that she actually walks.
So that's what I was going to say. Like, does she have reference to like electricity? And
oh, 100%. Yeah.
Oh, man. But
it is bizarre though. Cause at the beginning and when shots are only of her living situation in her little territory.
Yeah.
I could completely believe that this is what it would look like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Like she has some interesting like textiles and fabrics and clothes, but like they had that kind of shit back then.
Yeah. An interesting ship came by the one fucking day.
Yeah. Like this is this is just Turkish silk or whatever.
Yeah.
But then you see her walking into what is essentially, well, Skopje. It's like downtown Toronto.
500,000 people.
Holy fuck. Like
and then she's walking through intersections and people are on their cell phones. There's people taking selfies and riding the bus. And she's walking in like as if she's just crawled out of a 1,000-year crypt.
Yeah, I got some kick-ass honey.
Yeah. And
she,
like...
She looks like she crawled out of a 1,000-year crypt too.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she's... Well, she lives a rough life for sure. But yeah, it just... This documentary, the word that kept rolling through my mind at scene after scene after scene was contrast, like color contrast,
cool,
like temporal contrast, industry and craft, market contrast. Like it's just everything just
the
is
clash of everything.
And like the honey gathering is hard work, and like the bee hunting and everything. The price of it is huge. So it's like
jar, I was gonna say
10 euros.
She's selling
holy
it for
shit.
10 euros. So they
that's
would
like
sell
20
it.
Bucks.
Oh no, 10 euros. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, because she sells it for 10 euros. Yeah. That's like the raw cost.
She bought the hair dye for 2.5 euros.
Yeah,
like here,
six
like
$6.
A box of hair dye is like 40 bucks.
Mm.
and honey is like $5.
Yeah. Honey like that, though. That, like, local honey is, like, pretty expensive, but it's not, like, crazy.
It's not this expensive.
No, no.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're also not getting fucking Macedonian.
Yeah, like hand-harvested honey. Yeah. Like one woman.
That's what I thought you were going to be like, and then she gets paid, like, $1 a jar of honey. You're like, holy fuck. This lady's going to go into town with a rifle one day and just start picking people off.
It was enough to buy a week's worth of bananas.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. How imagine many, a week's worth of bananas.
Yeah, her and her... It's her and her mom?
Yeah. Yeah. Her mom's 84.
How many bananas is that?
I think it's probably like one a day. That's not all they eat. I'm not trying to like...
No, no, no. I was just wondering them, how many... If you're like, oh, they like smash...
It seemed like...
Like 80 like, bananas?
It seemed like about one a day. Yeah. Maybe two. They each eat a banana and...
It's pretty good.
Like some yogurt and oats kind of thing going on.
Tyler did mention that their teeth are pretty jacked, so maybe banana is one that they're like, I like this fruit.
Yeah, it's one of those. I do not like
apples.
She does eat another fruit.
Oranges?
I can't remember what it was.
Kiwis?
No. I forget.
Yeah.
Lemons?
Yeah. I only remember her. I just watched it, and I only remember her eating bananas.
Because you were like, that could be my banana.
Yeah.
I like bananas. I like my Macedonian honey girl.
Yeah.
Does it say that like her family's been doing this for
it doesn't
know
a long time or she kind of just was like, hey Ma, I'm gonna harvest honey one day.
It honestly explains nothing. You start
that's kind of cool.
Absolutely no context, and it finishes with absolutely no title cards, no 1 year later kind of thing. It just it's just
it's just a story of 3 years of and this.
Her mom's in pretty rough shape, like
when we meet her.
Basically bedridden.
Yeah, she's been bedridden for like 4 years.
So you don't think COVID hit that region well?
I don't think it hit them all. Like,
really?
I would be shocked if they had a real problem with it, especially like Hatid's. Like,
yeah, just don't go into town.
Yeah. And like, I don't think she needs to go into town. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
It just, yeah, I don't think they would have had a problem with it.
That's pretty cool.
It's a very small part, though, this part, but they're listening to the radio at one point. But before they listen to the radio, like they have this wooden stick. Mm. They put this like metal plate on it, like drill this metal plate onto it.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're using that as an antenna.
Mm-hmm.
That's their antenna?
For the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
They just used like an old tin bowl and they like nailed it to the top of a stick and then ran.
Hardwired.
Without a nail, without a hammer.
Yeah, they used a rock.
Just a rock.
Like they
just
fucking used their hand? Like, how hard are their calluses? Yeah.
Just bang.
They could have used a rock.
Yeah, they don't even have a hammer.
No.
Like, well, remember when they were tinning the roof when they first showed up?
Mm-hmm.
He had a fucking hammer then.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about that. I was like, they're breaking rocks trying to like slam a nail through this bowl so that they could make a little
Stevie's hammer
radio dish. But like, yeah, maybe they borrowed it. I don't know. But like, Greg, they did
the hammer. He broke the hammer breaking the stones too.
Yes.
To hammer the...
Yeah.
He smashed the handle genius. And he was killing the cow.
Yeah, Hussein. He's an absolute fucking genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, with a name like that, you got a lot to live up to.
Yeah, he's an angry dad. Man, oh man. Not a fucking person in that family except that kid who, like, kind of went under Hatice's wing.
Yeah.
Had any fucking brains. They're just...
It's like, I think you had to be, saint to, like, come up in that region and just be like, you know what?
Life's not so bad.
Yeah, life's not so bad, and humans are pretty cool. You'd be like, I'm going to fucking rape and pillage everything, because that's I've ever known. And if I don't do that, I starve.
Yeah, as a turn of phrase, absolutely.
Yeah.
But somehow, I mean, I guess that's sort of it, is that, like, Hatiz lives in this, like, ruined village alone. Well, she has her mother, but, like, that's not any reason for, like, going down the wrong side of life, but... This family rolls up out of fucking nowhere. They've got, well, more than 50 cows, because 50 of them died, and they still had a ton of cows when they left. And, it's just...
And, like, how do they transport the cows there? Like, I don't...
They just walk.
Yeah.
On the road, I assume. I mean...
I guess so.
Yeah. It doesn't look like that's a big deal where they are. It just move 120 heads of cow, and no one cares.
Yeah.
It's just normal.
Wild.
But like, the contrast from before they showed up, like, she lives a quiet life... She collects honey.
Yeah.
It's beautiful honey. It looks beautiful. Everyone seems to really like it. She lives comfortably. She lives in a connected way. Everything, like, she lives a really close, intimate routine with nature and her mother and herself and her dogs and everything.
The way that humans have lived for
You'd think.
Years and years and years.
So like the contrast from the beginning of the doc to the middle when this family shows up.
Yeah.
Like quiet, measured, content, compassionate to absolute fucking chaos, noise, discompassionate, absolutely not content and greed filled.
Yeah.
Like from artisanship or craftsmanship to industry. And then at the end of the doc, they leave because all their bees died. They killed all her bees too. 50 of their cows died. So they just pack up and leave. And then she's left. She's like, I literally have
nothing.
Nothing. So the doc ends with her climbing back up this mountain where she has found a hive like in rock crevices. She's she's like 350 feet on the side of a cliff.
Jesus Christ.
She has to hike up there on her own. So do the cameras. Yeah. I will say like they followed her everywhere.
Oh my God.
And so she collects a hive. She comes back down and
nice.
That's it. We're back to her being like the best version of herself.
Fuck yeah.
Which is more or less alone. And I guess
sick.
Alone at the end of the dock in her sad way because they were with her long enough to see her mother die.
Yeah, and so then she's truly alone.
Yeah, that was fucking heartbreaking. that was sad.
Fuck, man.
Really sad. But she, her and her mom had like a funny kind of bitchy relationship. Like they both really cared about each other, but like they'll snap back at each other. And
It looks like her mom had one eye.
It was bizarre. Like one eye was like way off to the side. It was there.
I think it was just like a scar.
Where it did. Like she ran into a tree real hard or something.
Nazis
like,
maybe?
I don't think so. She's not that old.
Nazis or a Rusky?
84 in 2019.
Oh, Rusky could have kicked her in the face when she was a kid or a teenager.
I suppose. Yeah. I don't know. But she had two sisters and three sisters.
And they all lived there?
No, they all died.
No, but when they were alive, they lived there.
You don't know.
Yeah.
And you don't know about her dad? Like she doesn't talk about her dad?
Her dad is gone or dead now. I
just Yeah.
But no, you don't. There's no one.
I understand that. But it was just that, like, just she, like, oh, we lived, like, we used to live in these ruins with my dad.
There's no talking head interviews. Like,
they never talk to her and she never talks to the camera.
Ever. Oh, it's just the camera's not there.
Yeah. Like, fly on the wall style.
Cool. So, but, why would you
right have up close to her face, though? Like, she's comfortable with the camera.
All right, that's cool then, because that's. It would be like a weirdly forced setup scene to be like, hey, remember the last time we saw Papa?
Yeah.
And like, why are we talking about this?
Yeah, do your life, but now tell me about your
family.
Yeah. It was a nice talk. Man, I thought that the visuals were going to be what was stunning about this, and they were to an extent, but
the story,
the structure, the editing.
Cool.
Like composition.
Man. Have these people done other things?
I don't know.
I assume so, but I haven't
looked them up at all.
Yeah.
So this, she definitely probably didn't walk to Skopje, if that's how you say it.
Mm.
She lives in the rural village of Bikerlegia, which is 55 kilometers.
Damn. Yeah,
so she got a taxi for sure.
Hitching a ride downtown.
So this is Macedonia's first Oscar nomination since 95 as well.
Wow.
What one in 95? Some like
I don't know.
I think it was called Before the Rain.
That one? Oh, I thought it seemed to be some doc about like a Serbian rebellion or something.
Oh, hey.
Something gnarly.
So,
yes.
Crazy. So, after her mother died, so it doesn't show this in the doc, but she now lives in a house closer, like a full on house.
Oh, shit.
Closer to the capital.
Let's go. With
full on electricity and water.
Let's fucking go.
And she goes back to tend to the bees.
No shit. That's cool.
Oh.
I was thinking about this because this is one of those docs where it's kind of like Children Underground.
Mm-hmm.
All
those kids are dead, man.
Well, but like the filmmakers, we know that they helped some of those kids in some ways at times. But this doc, like how could you be there for 3 years and then just be like, all right, thanks. We got what we wanted. We're gone. And then you never see her again.
Yeah.
How could you possibly do that? So I'm curious. There's
a bunch of directors that did projects like that.
Yeah, I know, but
that was different.
I would just like to know that.
like to think that they're actual nice people.
Yeah. But like, again, like to Hatice, like how could you possibly do that to her? She seems like such a nice woman.
Oh man. I
don't know.
Yeah. Just get a box in the mail. They're like, Hatice is honey. Apparently, fuck yeah.
The co-directors had no idea what she was saying through the whole shooting of it.
What?
The fuck?
They didn't understand that specific dialect of Turkish.
No shit.
And did not get translations until the editing room.
Whoa.
Huh.
That's remarkable.
Is there any footage where anyone has a weapon or like a gun or anything?
They just use fists and ropes.
Yeah.
Some of them have knives, but not for fighting.
Yeah, still, I mean, would you not be tripping if you were around a bunch of people and one of them has a knife and you could tell that like the body language that they're angry, but you have no idea what they're saying?
This family that showed up definitely were angry all the time.
Yeah, I'd be like, we're going to die.
The dad was at one time, they were talking about harvesting the honey and he was like, if you don't come back here, I'm going to cut your head off. But like, now that I know that they had no idea what that meant,
yeah,
you could tell that they were angry, but they would be like, I'm going to kick your ass. Be like, yeah. I'm going to cut your fucking head off. Yeah. Whoa.
Like, wait, were we going to get that footage? Like,
you have your kids taken away in Canada. Yeah. Like, if you say that shit.
Yeah.
No way.
When the mother was first in there and like the kids complaining that the other kid hit him or hit her or whatever.
Yeah.
And she looks at the son and she's like, oh yeah, I'll make you black and blue all over. Yeah. I'll knock your fucking teeth in.
Behind the camera, like, oh, I think the mom just said he loves him. So yeah. That's cool. That's settled that situation.
You would imagine you'd be like, don't hit your sister. Like, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
You did this. Don't be so fucking whiny. But like, nope.
I don't give a fuck if these people are here. I'll kill you.
I'm going to bruise your corpse.
Jesus Christ.
And steal your teeth. Fucking, what a nightmare. These people were a fucking nightmare.
That's awesome.
The directors were there originally in North Macedonia doing... a project on the environment.
Really?
And found the beekeeper while they were shooting and then pivoted.
They just couldn't not.
That's
fucking incredible. This is such a great doc. This is the kind of stuff that I wish that you would know about documentaries sometimes. Like if this, I imagine that this would easily be in the Criterion Collection, but that's what's amazing about the Criterion Collection is because they would do a documentary about this documentary.
This doc.
And you would have like a book of information with the DVD and it's just, so cool. But like you wouldn't know this stuff just watching it raw.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get any of this information.
Can we order her honey? Does she ship internationally?
I imagine she becomes like a Fortune 500 company.
Mm-hmm. That'd be so sick. Like,
her brand's called Honeyland now.
Yeah. I mean, why not? I mean,
like Cardi B.
I can think of all the reasons why not.
Just get a celebrity pouring honey on themselves. Oh, this shit'll sell.
So,
pouring honey on themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Tamara Kotevska, she has another documentary that came out in 2023. I have no idea what it's about. It doesn't have like a synopsis or anything. It's called The Walk.
Ew. The Walk.
It's in Arabic.
Ew. So
I don't know.
Interesting.
The Final Walk.
Mm. And it looks like a...
Across a border of some kind, perhaps?
Well, I was more so thinking like the one, the walks where you like put the vest on and it's kind of like your last walk.
The poster looks almost like a Team America style.
What? So like what puppet, I said.
Puppet, but
it's in Arabic. This could be fun.
Interesting.
Just shitting on the West the whole time.
Yeah.
I feel like this is one of those docs that just it crawled out to meet the crew.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of those ones that you set out to go and do on purpose.
Yeah.
And
you just find it, find the story.
Yeah, like it sort of just happens across you and that's
yeah.
That's not, you can't glean that.
That's so
from
crazy.
Actually watching the documentary, but
yeah.
Fucking, that kind wild. Of stuff is just way, it feels better for some reason.
It's just so crazy to think of like a society where like now, like we're where we are and we could drive like 50 kilometers and then there's people like living in ruins.
Like that's like 1,000.
It's basically just a kind of
You kind of can, but like.
Anyone from Marlbank listening right now?
Like I'm living in ruins and like producing something productive, not
actually
just like
valuable,
smoking meth.
Yeah. I think of, is it Happy People?
Yeah.
That Herzog dog.
Yeah. About life in the taiga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy who makes skis up there. Like they're just out living their
trappers
lives.
Trappers and
they're not making stuff. I guess they're trappers, but like, kind of insularly, but. That guy could sell his like artisan handcrafted, organically grown, non-tree farmed skis for like $1 million a pair.
Yeah.
But they don't.
No.
I just like.
But then even then that guy, if you're like, I'll give you $1 million. And he's like, what the fuck am I going to do with $1 million here?
Yeah.
Like, this is what doesn't give fucking, I don't fucking care.
That's my gripe with people buying gold for the end of the world. Cause like the monetary system's going to collapse.
Like, yeah.
you're fucking retarded. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You can't eat gold, dumbass. Like, buy a garden. Just do something. Like,
oh, you got all the gold? Well, I have a limestone quarry, and guess what? I can make a pretty kick-ass house.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do with your gold?
Buy 10 goats with, like, half a bar of gold. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, way cheaper than that, right?
Goats?
I don't know the goats. I don't know the market price of goats these days.
Goats or probably gold?
Probably like $75, $120 bucks a head, I bet. Yeah. I have a goat guy. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Goatman? Goat boy?
Yeah, Goatman, Goatman.
Jim Brewer? It's a joke that we won't get.
Okay.
SNL.
Anybody? Oh, yeah, I definitely wouldn't get it. Stupid show.
Fuck you, man.
All I can think of is the Adam Sandler album where the talking goat. Fucking hilarious.
I had no idea.
What? No. Like, Adam Sandler's like, it's like, hey. It's like him and a bunch of guys like, hey. Or no, I guess he's probably not one of the guys, but he's the talking goat. And like these guys are like, oh, hey, goat, how's it going? He's like, ah, hey, boys, how's it going? He's like, ah, oh, yeah, the old man put me out here. He 1930s boxing style. He beat me up real good. And he's just
what
like,
the fuck?
Oh, it's hilarious. You gotta, I didn't do it justice there. But
Adam Sandler as a goat.
Yeah. They just have cows, like they don't have any other animals.
They show like up
chickens with, and shit.
They have chickens in the trailer that they sleep in.
These chickens are for fucking.
I would not be surprised. Yeah. I mean, they looked healthy-ish.
The chickens?
The chickens, not the kids. The kids.
Yeah, because they pump up the chickens.
The mother was quite rotund.
Yeah.
Oh, so she eats. Hey, how do you? Well, hold up.
She pushed
what the fuck are they
full
eating?
Size diesel truck.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty gangster.
I shit you not.
What the hell's their diet? Where like this old lady is. Plump.
I don't know, but like the husband complains about it. He's like, you don't do shit all day, you just eat. But
fuck like, you.
I can't get that out of my head that the documentarians had no idea what they were saying.
Hey, don't body shame her, sir.
I won't know this for 3 years.
Like, be like this woman behind the camera, not you fat bitch. And you're like, so funny. This is intense footage.
Oh my God. So now I want to know how long that family was there. If they were there for 3 years, it's kind of edited. Like as if it's a year.
Yeah.
Because I assume we start in the spring because she's hunting bees, brings them back. But that seems to be a springtime thing. We go through what looks to be a summer and then the documentary ends in a kind of winter.
Yeah.
But like that's one season each.
Yeah.
But it went over 3 years. So I don't know.
Did it say 3 years on and off or they were
principal
like.
Principal photography said.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, if you're with someone for 3 fucking years, don't you think you would kind of
like pick up on the language? I guess not.
Like, well,
if you don't want to, I guess not. But.
I took how long of French in school.
Yeah.
And I don't know fucking.
There's French, but if you're immersed in French culture.
There's French on your fucking can of Monster right there.
I refuse. I look at it like Arabic.
Exactly. All other languages except English.
I scratch it out.
Before you can see
burn it.
Fuck this fucking language. Yeah.
I just think if you were somewhere where like you're immersed in the culture, you'd pick up on shit.
It's going to taste better as soon as the French is gone.
Because like they speak Turkish, but this is like a different dialect of Turkish too. So
they're pretty far from Turkey too, I would say.
It's, like it's, almost near the chicken?
Okay.
It's the same language, just a different dialect.
I love that country, man. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I get it. I mean, my grandma said that about growing up in Scotland. Like, she'd go to a different town and be like, I don't know what the fuck these people are saying.
Yeah, and they're sober.
And they're, well, that's questionable.
Well, what time of day?
And it was the 40s, so everyone was getting bombed, bro. It was like, we're either going to die, so why not get fucking hammered?
It was 12:01 a.m.
Yeah.
They hadn't started drinking.
Hey, little girl, why are you here?
They only start drinking at 12:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You gotta wake up.
It's 12 o'clock everywhere. Fuck it.
I crack a beer before I go to bed and leave it on the nightstand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's pretty far from Turkey. I mean, if it's north of Greece, Greece is half-ass connected to Turkey, but
Turkey isn't even one of the like surrounding countries, right?
No.
Like, so
no, it's not connected.
It's.
I mean, you've got a map right above your head, Diamond.
Oh, that's true. But I gotta stand up then.
Yeah, that's a real small part where you gotta get right in there.
I can see Greece. Macedonia is pretty small though. It's that little tiny green dot.
No, it's a yellow one.
It's a yellow? I definitely can't see it then.
They're yellow people.
No, it's yellow dots.
Yellow people.
There's no dots.
There's no dots?
There's a black dot.
What the fuck?
Isn't Macedonia like the cradle of like civilization kind of close?
Definitely one of them.
Or in, like, was that Africa that I'm thinking of? or Macedonia's one.
Oh, or
no, like,
oh, do you mean Mesopotamia?
Yeah,
Mesopotamia is one of the cradles.
But also, that like, if they're close to Greece, there's been people that have been living there for a long motherfucking time.
Oh yeah, like 100,000 years.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
yeah.
So if you went down through Greece, so the former capital, like Macedonia, is also what that region is called.
Mm,
so there's North Macedonia, which is the country, and then
I always thought it was called the Mediterranean.
Macedonia is like
a little south there.
Six Balkan countries.
Oh, that's Macedonia. It's like a region.
A region.
North Macedonia is the actual name of the country.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's not confusing at all.
Or the Republic of Macedonia.
Oh, Jesus.
Is the name of the country also?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I guess, because if the region's called Macedonia, and that's a northern version country of it, it's a northern territory of it,
yeah.
North Macedonia makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
It's probably the newest country.
And it's not, area, it's not the furthest north one, so.
Oh, what
the? Let's make it more confusing. Why can't the Russians just take it over again?
I'm
just
not a map it. Man.
Yeah, Kosovo and Serbia.
Yeah, they took those ones.
Bulgaria also is a little bit north. Albania is a little bit north.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just North Macedonia and Greece. That's it.
Between a pile of shit and isn't that what Trump said? Those countries?
The ocean?
Those shitty countries?
No, I think he was talking about Africa.
John American countries.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
I guess these are like shithole white people countries. So, yeah. Cool. Yeah,
I guess so. Southern Caucasus.
Wild part of the world. There's some tough motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
I think you got to be tough.
Pretty fucking smart.
Like, how do you think, like, progress? Like, if you're like, I got a gay son, you think that kid flourishes in that community?
No such thing. Okay. As flourishing.
Yeah, they just, we got to go to the mountainside here, little buddy.
Oh, no, there's a bunch of gay people. That's fine, but, like, nobody flourishes in Macedonia.
Struggling. You have to, like, a hardcore street gang.
They're all hardcore street gangs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're gay, you're like, damn, we got to, like, Clockwork Orange this and fucking.
Their flag is vertical. It's not horizontal.
Really?
Yeah. That's cool.
They have a long flag.
Of Skopje. Skopje.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
That's super cool. That's like Tibet with the little triangles.
Yeah.
I always thought their flag was so fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Easier to make.
North Macedonia's flag is like, it's a pretty cool flag.
Whoa.
It's like red and like a yellow dot in the center, and then it's like sun rays coming out.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Yeah,
it's kind of like cool. Imperial Japanesey.
Almost.
Japanesey.
Well, it's a style, right?
It's technically
you know
word.
What I mean. Fuck off. You guys know what I meant.
North Macedonia is a member of NATO.
Cool.
Oh, shit. That's close to the border.
North Massey.
Old Vladdy don't like that.
He better not fucking touch Hadiz.
Oh, bro. She's going to give me gun. I shoot Putin in face with honey bullet. Mm-hmm. I mean, make his corpse smell like honey.
It's pretty far from Russia.
Well, they own a lot, buddy.
It's across the Black Sea.
She'd be a frontliner. No worries. Yeah.
Get in there. Show him your teeth, lady.
Mm.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Yeah.
I feel I was watching a show about finding like the lost city of Atlantis, and I feel like they thought it was in like the Black Sea somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just close to North Macedonia.
Let's get the honey girl on it.
Is that from the Tysi Network?
No.
Yeah.
No. Thai Sci-Fi Network?
Tysi and his boys are going to the Black Sea.
It was on Discovery Plus. I fell asleep part way through it.
Good choice. I really think Tysi should be like a show.
Yeah.
I think it should be a full-blown show.
Just talk mad shit on Bill Nye.
Well, you go into all these different ideas and stories, legends, myths.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Now the podcast.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, it's got your name on it. Why do we have to be there?
Because I need friends.
I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, I need friends.
Okay.
I want to be the one to throw the stories at you.
Dinosaurs, yes or no, go.
come on.
You got 30 seconds. Let's do a real guy.
Let's do a 30-second podcast.
So, you know how we pick a new documentary of the book.
Yeah.
Each week you guys just throw a topic at me
and I just, we'll try to see.
And I'll research it.
Really? Oh, you're going to research.
Come
it.
Up with my,
give us a half hour speech on why Hitler was awesome.
come up with my tie side theory.
Not a new story.
And then lay it out.
Oh fuck. Yeah.
This all is right, why Eichmann was right in his research. Like, Jesus, Tyler, that's
what
not.
The fuck? Who keeps throwing this shit at you?
When you punch a twin, the other twin cries.
There's five official languages in North Macedonia as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Turkish, Romani, Serbian, Bosnian, Aromanian.
I didn't know those regions had like their own language.
Yeah.
Damn.
60% Christian. 46% Eastern Orthodoxy.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of Christian?
It's like a hardcore version of it.
Really? Like the Russian twist to it?
Yeah, kind of.
14% other Christian, 32% Islam.
Huh. Oh.
Yeah. All right.
No.
That's interesting that it's all the same God. It's all the same.
There's no Udens over there?
I mean, they had a real...
They got liquidated from that part of the world.
They had a tough go of it.
That's crazy.
Mm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, that's an interesting breakdown.
Yeah, that is.
So you think that Atlantis was in the Black Sea?
Not Tyler. He didn't say that. He just said he watched something that theorized it. He wasn't like, guys, here's my concrete theory.
I
think it's here.
I'm going to go for a fun day now. Yeah.
I'm moving the family to the Black Sea and we're going to fucking find Atlantis.
It wasn't in the Mediterranean. I don't think it was the Black Sea, I believe.
Why not in like the middle of the Pacific? Let's just go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like Hawaii. It.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Well, no, because Plato knew about it. So it had to be around Greece.
True. Okay.
I mean, yeah, it was just a legend.
I think there was some stuff where it was an actual place.
You can't just look at me quietly and say,
shake your head.
No.
Plato wrote a whole thing about it.
Shut up, Christian. The Bermuda Triangle is fucking real.
It is, obviously.
I mean, the Bermuda Triangle is definitely real.
But yeah, okay. I couldn't think. Okay, fuck. I don't know.
I'm super interested in this new podcast. Gonna be a lot of fun.
I just like the idea of yelling things at Tyler to be like, explain Bigfoot in 30 seconds.
Well, no, you got to give me the subject.
No,
beforehand.
Fuck you. You get 30 seconds, bitch. No,
I just want to see reason about it. Just like pull from thin air what you think.
Yeah,
way more fun.
That is why the Earth is flat.
We'll do a test.
Fuck yeah,
Tyler. You got 30 seconds. Bigfoot, go. Yeah. And that's why I think the world is flat.
Yeah. Like that.
Holy shit.
It just fucking spirals and goes down to some like weird, crazy rabbit hole.
Yeah. That's why we need to liquidate this portion of the world. Like, wait,
Bigfoot's not real. They're all birds and drones.
Yeah.
Bigfoot is full of the last of the remaining birds, the actual birds.
That's sweet.
Do you guys think the Bigfoot from the Patterson-Gimlin film is still alive?
Still? The guy that was alive? In the suit?
No, there's no guy in a suit. It's a real thing.
Is that old? That's the old grainy footage in Oregon?
It's in California.
Oh, it was in California?
Yeah, I thought the guy, was a guy that was like,
a guy said he was in, but.
Okay, you don't have to yell at me. I'm just saying.
They've debunked that for sure.
I don't like talking about conspiracy theories. And when
that's not a conspiracy theory.
Shut up.
Man.
Listen, I'm saying I don't like this when we just simply ask you questions and you're rather hostile towards us. Why is this
fun? It's just going to be an hour of yelling.
This is weird. I don't like this.
I've got nothing to say. if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything. Yeah,
maybe fuck Bigfoot. Like, what the fuck did you say? Like, oh, Jesus.
We can hunt him, we can fuck him.
Yeah. Yeah, if we find them, we're definitely having sex with them. Like, excuse me?
I didn't think West Virginia had a Bigfoot. But
there's laws.
Does every state have one?
I don't know if every state. Yeah. No.
I'd like to think he's in like old tattered Confederate clothing. And he's just, fuck the North. Hell yeah, dude. Some dude in the clan, like clan rally guys, see it running and they're just like tears in their eyes of joy. Like, that's the most beautifulest thing I ever did see.
Like, I can't see like Arizona.
It's way too hot to be that hairy.
Like a hairless cat, like a hairless fucking, that would be so cool.
It's not wooded enough.
Hairless Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. He just blends in with the sand.
I have heard that they can turn into trees.
No,
they can just slip back into a tree and they become all barky. And
that's them getting a boner.
That's stupid.
That's just them getting hard because it looks like a tree and it's just a branch.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that is funny too. When you supernatural about it, either add logic. You're like, no, that's stupid, Christian. Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I forgot we're talking about Bigfoot. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No stupid questions.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And Loch Ness, like that's a dumb idea. Yeah. Like, oh,
see, I'm on the. I'm,
okay.
I don't think there's anything in Loch Ness.
Oh, save your opinion. We got to do this episode. Loch Ness is a whole episode.
Yeah. It's just Scottish people getting bombed by a deep ass lake and like, you know, I saw a monster in there once.
That's absinthe. Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Getting fucking hammered.
Mushrooms. The only really good picture was deemed to be fake, so.
Damn.
Yeah. Some doctor made it.
Some doctor. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You know, try this lady's honey. We need to see if we can get it.
I bet you we can't. Unless we go to Macedonia.
I would like to know how old she was. Because if her mother was 84.
18.
Bet you she was like 60 plus.
I would think 60 plus.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
And she's still doing this shit, man?
She's got better moves than I do.
I mean, she looked 70 plus.
Moved like a Jagger.
Huh. It would be interesting. Damn. I would be sad to find out that her honey has been somehow like... jumped on by hippy dippy fucking
Billy B, bro. People. Billy B went there and fucking beat her up.
Yeah.
Let's make this a corporation.
Yeah. We'll get division drones in there.
Division
drones
of Coca-Cola, baby.
Be terrible.
I just like the idea of mascot Billy B fucking this lady up.
Mm.
This is for America.
Yeah, in the ring.
Sting you.
Yeah.
She's only 60 years old.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I mean, that's totally believable.
She was born in 1964.
Fuck, she did say when she was born, didn't she? When she was in the market.
64.
I didn't quite catch the number. I was also eating my breakfast.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So I know, breakfast is not popular anymore.
I still
eat it, though.
Here is an article.
Oh, I can tell.
I'm a holdout.
Here's an article from a Turkish site.
I mean, she doesn't look, I guess, kind of, but...
Documentary... carries Macedonian beekeeper out of poverty.
Amazing. So she did get some kickbacks from this.
Yeah.
That's the one film that the Oscars made money off of where they didn't truly fuck the person. So that's good.
This lost to American Factory. Correct. I think. That's also a great documentary. It really is. As much as now that I would have liked to see this win.
Yeah.
American Factory. I mean, the Oscars are American, so I guess I get it. I don't get why this didn't win, why there isn't more maybe.
Oh, dude, American Factory. Because if you like,
if it didn't win,
if American Factory didn't win,
yeah. Oh, it like the Oscars would get shut down.
Yeah.
For sure. I think Barack Obama's movie foundation thing also was the funding behind American Factory.
Yeah.
And it was about Americans. And it was screened selling in America.
Selling their fucking.
At the Oscars, so like if it didn't win,
industrial shit to China, this is gonna work out well. Like, oh yeah, guys, for sure.
The opposite,
the film crew,
China comes in and
That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean?
Like the U.S. was selling their like factories to China, so China's the owner not the Americans going in. Like, dude, we can go in the fucking Zip Zap Zoo city and fucking own the place.
Yeah,
and then the Chinese are like, we can own Cleveland. Like, that's crazy. Like, in 40 years ago, if you're like, this is what's going to happen, like, there's no way. And, like, yeah, China's going to come over and fucking, they own LA now.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, shit.
So she had Atiz, or however you say it, is Muslim.
Okay.
She's one of the small. The film crew promised to buy her a house if they succeeded.
No shit.
With the documentary. So
that's crazy.
That's where she lives now.
I feel like it wouldn't be that expensive.
Well, we didn't win the Oscars, so... Tin roof? Check.
She also expressed her support of Turkey's President Erdogan. Erdogan?
I don't know. Was that... That's that crazy motherfucker, isn't it?
It's
like...
crazy.
If I see people smoking weed in the streets, I'm going to shoot them in the face.
Yeah.
I think he openly said he's like throwing people out of like helicopters and stuff. drug dealers.
She requested a mosque be built in her new village.
This lady's
hardcore. A mosque.
Oh, a mosque.
Yeah.
She's hardcore.
Yeah. Admittedly, this is going to be unfair, but it crossed my mind. I don't know how much access this woman would have to absolutely current and true news. Because,
she'd vote for the current president.
Right, but like, who would do that?
a super conservative lady. It's like, yeah, fuck these druggies. When you have a crazy division of your family that, like, if this president gets in, they're going to liquidate my cousins. And that's beneficial to me because fuck these people. And I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
So I can get, like, get Turkish and Trump in there and let's get some people murdered.
She lives in Durfalesia now.
Durfalesia.
Fallujah?
It has 569 Macedonians, 118 Turks, 18 Serbs, 49 Aromanians, and two others.
Dude, those two others, they're like international criminals.
So she has relatively close neighbors. We just don't get to see them in the dog.
Oh, really? I was going to say, she lives in a little town thing.
Now she does,
like with her house.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. In the ruins. She's just...
In the house that the film crew bought her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, others is two.
Even the Serbs, like, there's 17 of us. You're like, what?
I could literally name them all.
Yeah. They're in those three houses right there.
It's just one family.
Yeah. So that region is like, well, we got to liquidate the Serbs. Like, well, they're all right there. Mm. All right. They're all dead. Yeah. Those two guys are international criminals for sure that are just like, hey, I'll do this census, but just don't really.
I'm going to take the other box and you're not going
to come. How much money do I have to give you to? I'm John Doe. Mm. Like, oh, okay.
Want some honey or something?
Yeah.
I can do anything.
My friend will give you all the honey you need. That's funny.
Yeah. That's good to know that she got something out of this. Because, like, to be with someone for 3 years and just to go on to be, like, nominated for two different things, to break a record, set a precedent for the Oscars. That's the village she lives in?
That's the village.
Right cool.
There. Really?
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Easy enough. Do you know how far that is from her honey site? Like, could she walk there?
Wow, look at the fucking fields. It's just fields on fields.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's like around here. On Google Maps, like, it's just forest and fields.
Yeah, I guess so. It just looked like a lot of fields. It didn't really look like forest.
City's really close to the lake and then forest.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So it is. Let me.
What? Pretty close. It's pretty close.
A cool movie.
Because then
you think
to
this,
like,
would be cool visually at, like, a movie theater or like IMAX type shit on like a big, big, big screen? Or it's just the storyline's more.
I think it would be fun to see this in theaters.
Yeah.
Like, the story versus the visuals, story's stronger.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But there were some cool shots, though, where, oddly enough, I noticed that there was a lot of airplanes that they would be filming, like a kid sitting on a stone wall.
Yeah.
And behind them, it felt super deliberate.
Yeah.
That there's an airliner flying
by. Like a big-ass one, like a commercial?
Oh, it's like what you would see around here. Like, it's
just a streak
in the sky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah,
like, that happened, like, 4 or 5 times. But there was one where they were Hatids and one of the sons from this new family that moved in.
Mm-hmm.
They were out collecting honey and bees, and they were walking back in the dark, and they were on a hill, like a hill line. But so it was dark. The sky was like that early dusk, dark blue. They were completely silhouetted by that bluish sky. There was a plane streaking past them, but, like, that happened multiple times.
Yeah, that would look cool.
And I think that felt deliberate. Like, that, it tried to hammer home the contrast of, like, this woman is just out here
and then this is
on her own. Like,
the
world
technology.
Is out there. Yeah, like, happening around her, and she's somehow, she has maintained she's protected this little corner of the earth where things happen as they've always kind of happened for the last 10,000 years.
Yeah.
So
you collect honey, you live in a house,
you
burn wood. That's it.
There is no driving or walking or any kind of directions available
to go from
her original village to
Skopje?
No, to Durfalesia.
Oh.
What the fuck?
So she would walk
over the mountains and there we go.
So, like, literally mountains. Like, there's a river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too far. But, like, yeah, there are no.
Jesus.
That's amazing.
There are no drivable roads, it looks like.
What a crazy country.
I saw her. You get to see her in the back of this new family's truck that moves in. They go to, like, a festival thing where she sells some honey. She meets some people. There's music playing everywhere and food. And there's also, I feel like it might have been predominantly a wrestling tournament. Because there's just multiple. Like, there's, like, two big teams of dudes. One group's wearing like a yellow cummerbund waist belt thing.
Yeah.
The other are wearing black or silver.
It was almost like a fair, and this is an event at the fair.
Yeah. And then all in one big field, it's kind of been like tape roped off and like two opponents just are plotted around, and then they wrestle. And I don't know how you win. Or I don't know how you
lose.
And
then it shows the kids wrestling.
Yeah. So they're all there. And it's like going to the movies when you're a kid and you see Spider-Man come back and like you're pretending to be Spider-Man. They just go and watch wrestling, and then they come back and they slam each other into the dirt.
And they're just fucking filthy.
Yeah.
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 Dude, get these guys in the UFC. They're going to fuck people up.
Yeah. They're like fighting cows and dirt and rocks. And
that's pretty crazy.
They have yet to beat The Rock.
Or the cow. They just kick.
Or the cow. Yeah. Boom. Yeah. That kick looked fucking hard.
Oh man, that would hurt so much.
Right in the gut.
Just your ribs and fucking.
It was shocking and like, oh my God, like get these fucking kids out of here. At one point there was an actual baby just like sitting in the cow paddock, and there's like, they're trying to wrangle a bunch of cows.
Yeah, this thing's like gonna get trampled.
Like, oh my God.
Dude, that being said though, if you and Nate Dogg grew up in that environment and Nate Dogg took a cow hoof, would you not be in the field dying laughing? And like,
I guess it depends. If he's rolling around, sure. But if he's not moving afterwards, no.
Yeah, rolling around like, and you're like,
fucking cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in that environment, your dad would walk up and be like, that cow fucked you up, son. Like, now that cow.
Why would you do that?
You're the cow, and now the cow's my son.
It could have broken a leg.
Or that,
Fucking looking out for the cow. Yeah.
And then he beats my brother near to death because he almost hurt the cow. Like, holy fuck.
Why did you aggravate that cow?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Jesus. What it felt like. That dad, I mean, he worked his fucking fingers to the bone. Like, he was a worker. Yeah. Like, they all worked really hard. I'm not trying to, like, make them out to be.
Maybe let's not have
to. Except for the mother. He said all she does is eat.
Yeah, she's pumping out kids, man.
Yeah, they did have, like, seven kids.
Maybe let's not have so many children.
Yeah. Mouth to feed, I guess. Other people to help feed their own mouths, but then don't do it in the first place. Yeah. I don't know. It's backwards.
This lady figured it out, and she's by herself with her mom.
Yeah.
This guy fucked it all up.
Yeah, exactly. But
damn.
Yeah. What a great doc. Great
cool. It was really good.
I would recommend this to anyone.
Well, if we get it on DVD, I'll watch it.
Sign up for the 30-day free trial.
It's on YouTube, guys. Fuck. It's on TVO. It's on YouTube for free. No ads.
Yeah, well, thanks for sending me the link.
Watch it when you get home.
I have picked our next one.
Already?
Already.
It's been 3 hours already.
Yep. Mini Joe Rogan's.
It's my favorite director directed this one.
Is it Alex Gibney?
It is not.
What the who's your favorite director? Oh, is it Andrew Jarecki?
No.
Oh my God. Is Michael Moore?
Michael. No.
There is no one else, Tyler. There's
Herzog, there is. Bruh.
Is it Herzog?
It is not.
Who the fuck did
You'll never guess it.
Was it me? Did you find a school film?
Yeah. Your school project.
Martin Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese has done a documentary?
On The Band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Band?
Yeah, The Last Waltz.
Yeah.
It's The Last Waltz. Dude, this is where I forget the guy.
Robertson?
Yeah, no, the lead singer of the band.
Robertson.
No, his friend.
The drummer?
Levon.
Yeah.
Levon's like fucking hammered through this whole thing.
Oh.
Like drunk as shit.
So that explains more about why... at DocFest in
Scorsese did that.
2020, he was like a executive producer.
Yeah, because The Last Waltz when it came out was fucking huge.
Yeah,
huge.
The band is a Canadian band?
No,
just Robbie Robertson.
He's Canadian.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
So The Last Waltz was.
That's what everyone's all pissed off that he wrote the
American Anthem.
No, the fucking the song that the Dixie
Cripple Creek
last no.
The night that old Dixie went down or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
And they're like, it's a pro South song. And like, you clearly didn't listen to the lyrics.
Mm. But then what about Neil Young? He wrote Alabama.
Well, that's ripping on Alabama, like Southern man.
Well, isn't the night old Dixie went down also about, it's just about the fall of the South, isn't it?
It is, but it's about like a guy who just sort like
of sympathetic
Well, that's what dumb people think, but they didn't listen. Like, it's just a dude who's just chopping wood and been like, oh, and then there's like a line. They're like, oh, fuck, there goes Robert E. Lee. And they're like, you support the South. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, it would have been some Southern guy being like, oh, yeah, historical event is unfolding in front of me.
Right. Like, we can't talk about this anymore.
Well, you're a racist. So like, no.
there's a lot of like famous people in this documentary.
Yeah. Giving interviews?
Yeah.
I don't know. It says perform. I think it's a concert doc.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
It's a concert doc.
Yeah. Okay. This would be cool.
Robbie Robertson, Van Morrison, Muddy Waters, Neil Young, Neil Diamond, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, Emmylou Harris, Ringo Starr, Joni Mitchell.
Holy fuck.
Ronnie Hawkins. Yeah.
Ronnie Hawkins.
Crazy. All right.
Clapton's kids on his lap in the interview.
Not for long.
Nah, I'm kidding. I thought what I was going to say is fucked up, and you, that was more fucked up.
Get over it.
Tears in heaven, bro.
Whoa, you're wearing a Sasquatch hat.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
shit. I only just noticed that.
Always
now.
Always a wanderer. Keep wandering.
I bought this in Dallas when I was there.
That's amazing. Wow.
That's so sick.
Fucking incredible. Yeah. Okay, the last waltz.
Did you get your son anything, like a little Sasquatcher hat or a little Sasquatcher? Isn't that what they're called, or what are they called? Like the people that search for
Squatcher?
Yeah.
Squatchers? There's no. I don't. That's I don't, what we're going to name know. The podcast. I don't know. We're the Sasquatchers.
Okay. So we'll be back. And again, Martin Scorsese is like
his French
by far my favorite director.
Oh, when you said your favorite director,
I know. I knew
that was tricky.
Yeah, you left that pretty open there, big guy.
You got me.
I was thinking of Docs.
I know.
Yeah, me too.
Fuck.
That's how I do.
I quit.
Don't ever wink at me again.
Okay.
Okay. We will be back next week
with the last waltz. Cool.
Later.
Thanks.